Now, John says in verse 4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. And that is a great comfort. That is actually wonderful encouragement. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. And these were ones that John had led to the Lord, and to hear that his converts out over the area of Asia where he had been, he became pastor of the church in Ephesus, to learn when he's now an old man that they're still walking in truth. And here again, walking in truth means in doctrine and in love for the brethren. They manifested that. And that is a great joy to me today as a minister who's now supposed to be retired, to look back over my pastorate, and I get letters. I've shared some of them with you. I have a letter. I haven't read that letter yet. It's in my file here, and I hope to get to it, from someone that was led to the Lord during my ministry in Nashville. I wasn't even married then. I was just a single fellow. And they say we're still walking in the truth. They tell about how they're in a Bible church and how they're attempting to serve the Lord. Well, that brings joy to my heart. And when I hear of young ministers that used to be in my classes, and I share some of those letters with you, of how they're standing for the truth, that brings joy to your heart. My daughter, I think, is like a great many other young people today. She thinks her dad is just a little old fogey, that I'm, you know, more or less of a back number. And I was rather amused. She went out to hear a young man that I had the privilege of teaching. In fact, all of his Bible training he took under my teaching many years ago. But he's a young man. And my daughter and her husband went out to hear him. And she came back to tell me how wonderful he was and what a glorious message that he brought. And she wanted to tell me what the message was. And she gave it to me as if it was something I'd never heard before. It did sound strangely familiar to me, but I never said anything to my daughter. I just listened to it. And she says, wasn't that a wonderful message? And I said, yes. And then she made this statement. She says, you know, Dad, you may not be able to speak to the young people, but this young preacher, he's able to speak to young people. And they listened to him, and his church was filled with young people. Well, I couldn't help but smile. I didn't really want to tell her the truth, that the message that that fellow had given just happened to be one of my messages. I was glad that he gave it, and my daughter, I'm sure, has heard me give it. But see, it didn't mean anything when Dad gave it, because I'm an old fogey. But this young sharp boy, he put in a lot of new words that young people use today that are actually not in my vocabulary. And of all things, it's just a brand new message. And do you think that I feel badly over that? You do not know what great joy that brought to me in my heart. And I know exactly how John felt. John says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Isn't that great? That's wonderful to find that out. And you can't help but rejoice in that. And especially when you have come to the sundown period of life, and you know that your future's not ahead of you, my future's back of me. And I rejoice in these that are coming along, and to feel like, well, maybe I had a little part in the training of these young ones today, and to know that young people are crowding in to hear them. My, that's a wonderful thing.